This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time for our daily tech and business report. We're joined by Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. San Francisco-based Perplexity AI is out with a version of its Comet browser for mobile devices. Natalie, let's start out with Comet. Why is this different from other browsers?
Yes, so at the center of Perplexity's Comet browser is their AI search engine. So think about, it can respond to your questions in almost a natural language way, like any other conversation. And so at the center of the browser is the search engine, as well as your normal, web address bar.
I have to be convinced as to why do I need this? What is it that they can do for me? And I understand that, if I'm searching for something, I want to buy something, it'll look for, promo codes or coupons or something?
Yeah, so it's very specific to whatever your workflow is. Maybe you'd like it, maybe if you're someone who gets a lot of emails and you'd like help summarizing what you got from the morning, the moment you wake up, maybe you can ask the assistant to summarize the emails you got and, list out any action items you need to look at without having to click through everything. I've seen other use cases where you can ask the assistant to look at your emails or your open tabs, to unsubscribe from any newsletters, or compare across tabs that you have open and maybe summarize any articles or that you've been meaning to read. So there are different use cases that people can find.
Have you tried it?
Yes, I have. So I've tried the desktop version when it first came out in July, and I just tried it, the Android version that just came out today. I found it to be pretty interesting in terms of, what I can do with it. There's certain things like I use LinkedIn a lot, and I like to see, where my new connections are working at. And so I can sort of use the assistant to tell me, how many people has looked at my profile or connected with me who are working in a certain industry, for example. And it can do it in a very quick manner.
Is it enough to get people to switch browsers? Because sometimes, it is what it is. I'm like, open my phone and I look for, it's either Safari or it's Chrome, or it just pops up.
Yes, and Google Chrome is definitely like the incumbent here. It ferries most of the internet's traffic. And so it could be, hard to get people to change. And especially Google also has their own AI mode in their browser, where people can use the Gemini chatbot and sort of ask it to accomplish tasks on their behalf. And other browsers like Microsoft Edge also has a Copilot assistant. So every different service is trying to keep customers loyal to their own platform.
Are people adopting this? I mean, is it accelerating, or is it a matter of then providing something, then teaching people how to use it?
Yeah, so they just released it out to the public in October. And so they Perplexity did not disclose any user data to us when we asked them today. And so it's been a couple of months, and you know, there are a lot of these functions that are still being tested, and it's not perfect. Sometimes it might get stuck in a loop and it doesn't know, you know, it doesn't know what to do unless you intervene. So yeah, these are, I would say, still early days in terms of, and people are still discovering how you can use it.
So are there other companies that are trying to integrate AI into their browsers?
Yes. So OpenAI, the very popular ChatGPT developer, released Atlas, which is their own web browser with ChatGPT built in, last month. And they released it just on for Mac desktop users. And their executives are saying a mobile version is sort of in the works. And so you might be able to see like a browser that has ChatGPT assistant built in the future.
Natalie, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, you can catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.